Unlike Charles Cunningham, Rainey had never planned on becoming a cop. When she graduated from Bakersville High School, her first thought had been to get the hell out of Dairyland. She'd had 18 years of claustrophobia building up inside her and no family left to keep her chained. Freedom. That's what she needed. No more ghosts, or so she'd thought. Rainey had boarded the first bus to Portland, where she'd enrolled at Portland State University and studied psychology. She'd liked her classes. She'd liked the young city brimming with cooking schools and art institutes and alternative lifestyles. She'd gotten involved in a heady affair with a 34-year-old assistant district attorney who'd driven a Porsche. Nights spent taking over the wheel of the high-performance vehicle with all the windows rolled down, putting the pedal to the metal and streaking up the sharp corners of Skyline Boulevard with the wind in her hair, climbing higher, 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 pushing harder, 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 searching for something. Then, when they finally crested the top of the hill, the city spreading out like a blanket of stars, pulling over and stripping off clothes as they furiously fucked amid gear shifts and bucket seats. Later, Howie would drive Rainey home, where she'd pop open a six-pack of beer alone, though she, of all people, knew better. Rainey glanced at her watch again. Come on, Chucky. It's not like Cindy's going anywhere. The radio on Rainey's belt crackled to life. Finally, she thought with genuine relief, some action. 1-5, 1-5, calling 1-5. Rainey picked up the radio, already sliding out of the booth. 1-5 here, go ahead. We have a report of an incident at the K-8 school. Wait, hang on. Rainey frowned. She could hear noises in the background, as if dispatch had her own radio up very high or a phone next to the radio receiver. Rainey heard static and shouts. Then she heard four distinct popping sounds. Gunshots. What the hell? Rainey strode toward Chuck, turning him around just as dispatch came on again. For the first time in 8 years, Linda Ames sounded frazzled. All units, all units. Reports of gunfire from Bakersville's K-8. Reports, blood loss. Blood in the halls. Calling 60, 60. Walt, bring the damn ambulance. I'm securing Channel 3. I think it's a school shooting. Oh my God, we're having a school shooting.